The CO2 route in the North Dakota received a setback last week when landowners won a legal battle over what's known as amalgamation, which is allowing CO2 storage beneath properties if 60% of the landed affected landowners agree to it. The district court ruled it unconstitutional. This law is specific to North Dakota. However, there is a similar forced pooling for mineral rights proposal being discussed in Iowa. Also in North Dakota, the appeal of the permit is moving forward as dates for recently been set. In Iowa, we are still waiting for a ruling from the district court judge on Summit's request to remand the Phase 1 permit back to the Iowa Utilities Commission. Their request to amend the conditional permit and consolidate dockets appears to be on hold until the ruling. Summit has requested a December scheduling conference for the Phase 2 projects, which is unlikely based on the IUC's calendar.